Each day when I arrive at Irvine, birds busily flit between the many nest boxes that line the long driveway. These small wooden boxes provide essential nesting locations for many cavity-dwelling birds like eastern bluebirds and chickadees. And this year, Irvine inserted a camera into one of the boxes to get an up-close look at what's going on inside. I'm excited to have Irvine's Director of Education, Rob Martinet, with me in the studio today. Rob is a master naturalist and has monitored the box-visiting birds this season. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
When did you start seeing the birds using the nest boxes?
It was around mid-May, soon after we put the video camera in the box. We right away noticed a pair of tree swallows that were starting to build a nest, bringing in grasses and then lining it with feathers, which is typical for tree swallows. But then we also noticed there was competition because one day while we were watching, we observed a bluebird go into that nest box and start removing some of the feathers and reshaping the nest to its own liking.
Who ended up winning this competition for the nest box?
The tree swallows came back, and they chased the bluebird away, so the tree swallows won. The female tree swallow replaced the feathers, laid 5 eggs. Unfortunately, only 2 of those babies successfully fledged sometime in late June.
Has having the camera in the box revealed any other new information about our native birds?
Quite a bit. It was fascinating to watch how the tree swallows actually shaped the nest by bringing in grasses, and then the female would sit in the middle, and she'd wiggle her body back and forth from side to side, and that formed the cup. And then she would use some of her own feathers and find other feathers as well to line the nest. We also saw the 2 tree swallows actually mating inside the box many times, sometimes for more than 10 minutes, which was quite a surprise. And this happened even after the eggs were in the nest. We watched both parents help build the nest, but the female spent more time incubating the eggs after they were laid. We did see the male bring her food while she was on the eggs, which was a help.
Will the swallows come back to the nesting box?
Swallows and other birds often do come back to the same nest box. However, this one seemed to have a lot of competition because it was only a day or two after the tree swallow babies left the nest that a pair of wrens moved in, and they started bringing in sticks and building their own type of nest. Wrens use sticks, and they fill the box up to the top, which is very different than the tree swallows, which had a shallow cup-shaped nest lined with feathers. The female wren has already finished building her nest, and she's laid 5 eggs, so we're eagerly awaiting them to hatch.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing more footage of them as hatchlings.
Me too. Every few days, we post a new clip of the house wrens onto Irvine's Facebook page, so you can see them there. Plus, you can also see clips of the tree swallows we had discussed earlier on Irvine's YouTube page.
Thanks, Rob. To create your own nest box for our local birds, check out nestwatch.org, which is run by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.